balls is hot. My 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 balls is hot.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always.
Oh, it's me, boy.
That's right, hit him with that little Aaron Neville.
Little Aaron Neville on there.
If that man was still alive, I'd vote him for president.
And that shit on his face could be VP.
Yeah.
R.I.P. though.
Yeah, we've lost some big ones recently. Virgil, gone.
That's pretty wild, yeah.
Damn it, man. Damn it.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough getting old.
What do you say we go through some interactions before we hit the back office again?
Those are always fun.
All right. So back from episode 194, Can You Hear the Bird? Mamon Dragon said, so funny thing, I completely forgot about hearing it for what seems like the longest time. I listened to the episode, and now that I focus on it, I've heard it 5 days this last week. P.S. Nice. Big Country's gay. Way to bring it home, Amon Dragon. Way to bring her home. Way to bring her home. I appreciate that. That's true hooliganism right there. You know what I mean? That's true hooliganism. So
tradition.
That's tradition. That's what it is. I want to comment on that comment. But for the question of the poll, it says, can you still hear the bird? 62.5% said yes, it never left me. Again, lizard people. 12.5% said no, what the fuck? And then staying at 25% are birds are fake. So
holding the line.
Holding the line. Now, he said that he hadn't remembered hearing it in the longest time. Mm-hmm. But then now that they were focusing on it, they've heard it for 5 days in a row. Okay, two questions here. Either or, in my opinion, is it that they are snapping out of the fast-paced, go-go-go busy lifestyle that we're all caught up in? And they just are like, it's like that stopping to smell the roses.
Right.
So to speak, right? Mm-hmm. Stop and remember hearing the bird chirp like you did when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And things were, you were simpler and you had days where you were bored.
Yeah.
Is it that, or is it, since you listened to the episode, the Matrix reinserted the bird so you don't start asking questions?
Damn. I was going to say, first thing that popped in my head was, you know, like you said, we're all busy. We have got other things on our mind. You're not truly focused on the things around you, right? You're thinking more of like, what bills do I got to pay coming up? Do I have any engagements I got to be at? Is there anything I need to pick up from the store? Whatever, right? Is that the baby crying? Whatever it is. So I think maybe it's more or less the fact that we reminded him of the bird, or the video we played reminded him of the bird. And he just kind of took the time to listen. I've done the same thing, and I haven't heard it yet, though. So maybe it's the Matrix.
That's where I'm leaning, because I also have not heard that motherfucker. And it's not birds chirping. It's that it's bird.
That one. You hear it?
You fucking with me right now, dude?
No, dude. Remember I told you that was the whole reason I remember that bird, is because I would always try and mimic it when I heard it. You can run that episode back, dude. Are we wrapping up the show right now? How do you feel? How are you feeling right now?
Not good.
Why? That's the sound, dude.
Okay.
That's the sound, and I remember hearing it so often when I was young
that I think I'm gonna cry.
I would mimic the sound all the time. That's why I know exactly the sound you're talking about, and I know that I have not heard it since.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up, dude.
I would say, can you put an age on maybe the last time you heard that sound?
16. I was 16.
16. Okay. Yeah, I would definitely say high school.
So that's 06 for me.
Okay. I would probably say maybe a little later, 18, 19.
All right. Listen, I got to step away for a, like a, I'm not kidding. I got to step away.
Hold on. What is it? You think? I don't understand. Is it because that noise is the exact noise you were thinking of?
Mm-hmm. I got to step away for a second. I'm going to mute my mic. I'm going to collect myself. You can monologue. And when I come back is why I'm going to share something with you that's freaking me out.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go through your thought process and what I think you might come back with.
Okay.
Okay. Get well soon. So Big Country stepped away. I did my imitation of the bird. I forget what kind of bird it was. I know we had a listener tell us when we reread the comments last time, but I think Big Country is either that sound was so dead on for him that it hit that nerve, the one that he was, you know, thinking of, reminiscing of when he first heard that sound again through that video that we played. And maybe he's just having an emotional breakdown. But that sound, that bird sound to me, is so familiar because I was an apartment kid, right? So we had trees all around the apartments, every apartment I lived in. And I always heard that bird. It was like that bird was following me. So that was really, truly the one constant throughout my childhood was that bird. All the times I've moved and all of that. So Big Country's back. Let's see what he's got. Are you doing all right?
Nope.
Is it good or bad?
Not good.
Not good? Okay, so tell us your thought process. Tell us what's going through it.
Hit the bird again.
Hit the bird again?
Hit the bird again. All right. Do you remember that video I shared talking about how there's this theory that I am the only real person?
Hold up, dude. I have a feeling I know where you're going. I'm going to let you go. But while you're going, I'm going to close my eyes because I need to mentally prepare for what you're going to say. Because I already know where it's going to go. So go ahead.
So for the hooligans and hooliganettes listening, I'll tell it the story of this video that was shared. Boya shared it to me. And this theory goes that you are the only real person in the world. And everybody around you is just a fabrication of either the Matrix or your mind. And you have universally lived every life that there is to live. And when Boya shared that to me, I was like, well, that's dumb because I could say that about myself, but then you could say that about yourself, which would negate the fact that then I'm no longer the only real person, right?
Yeah.
Until Boya could do the fucking bird.
But can you do the bird?
No.
But why does that matter?
How do I know you weren't the bird in my subconscious the whole time?
Because
we're best friends.
First of all, I'm not a good tree climber. Second of all, I remember here. The only reason I know how to make that noise is because I've heard that noise. That's it.
Okay. How do you know that somebody else wasn't just making the noise that they can do the bird too?
Okay, dude, we got to stop this conversation right here.
I'm not even high right now, dude. I probably should be.
So, well, there's no way for me to prove that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, but the guy in the video, and you've heard the bird sound in the video. Like, was I going around making bird noises for everybody that remembers that bird noise?
Well, no.
No, come on now. Come on.
But if you look at all the people that answered the questions, and they're like, fuck, I remember that bird. I haven't heard that bird in a long time. Or, oh, I've always heard that bird.
Now you can ask, I forget his name. What was his name? Mama Lona or something like that? Mama
Let's go to the questions of the published. Mum and Dragon.
Mum and Dragon. Okay. You can ask Mum and Dragon his location.
Or Mundragon. I guess it probably is.
And I'll let you know if I've made any trips there recently. But
I'm not just saying you.
Like necessarily. It could have been a person, not a bird.
Because I never saw the fucking bird.
Maybe, but I mean, what would we... Okay, so we have to reverse engineer this, right?
You can't reverse engineer the Matrix.
No. Well, I'm saying just the thought process behind it, right? Let's think about it reasonably.
Okay.
What would be the purpose of having a person make that noise outside? Now, this might be for the 25% that think birds are fake. I'm more willing to believe that it's maybe a bird drone.
What? Okay. Right?
Making a low battery noise or something. I don't know.
Let's get a little deeper. Who's to say it's not a butterfly effect? Like maybe when you were mimicking it, right? Mimic it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're older than me.
Yeah.
Hit it. Right. You're doing that in your spare time. I'm hearing it outside my window. I never saw the bird, and then our worlds eventually end up colliding?
Maybe. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I feel a different way about the sound, because it was more of something that, like, I would lay in. I didn't have shit else to do, right? The video says it itself. You're bored. You don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
I don't have a cell phone that I could play games on. I don't have a Netflix that I can waste 2 hours flipping through movies on.
I'm waiting for your crush to text you.
Yeah, and I'm just happy it's quiet in the house because I lived with fucking a grip of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I ever shared this on the show, but remember when I was telling you that I was going through that whole quarter-life crisis thing with my parents out here? Yeah. And so during that portion, man, like the nostalgic stuff was really hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding you when I would tell you that I would spend 15, 20 minutes a day scrolling through Instagram on these nostalgic pages.
Yeah.
And it was always that song or the bird or clips of, you know, here's shopping in 1999 at the mall, or here's shopping in 94 at the whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And like, because I was at such a low point, but it was also simultaneously a high point. Mm-hmm. It was like crossing.
Yeah.
That like most of the time it would bring me to tears because it was like a time that I can't get back. And it seemed like not that long ago at all. And now that I'm realizing how long ago it was really hitting me. So maybe that's why the noise has something for me.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
I assure you, I'm a real person, dude. You know I am.
All right, let's move on. Episode 195, The Coming April Eclipse of Doom.
Da, da, da.
And I said, and the question here, what do you think will come of this pending eclipse? Kyle Lively said, I live in rural Texas. City officials recently announced we expect over 200,000 visitors, with travelers confirmed from Beijing, New Zealand, and Paris.
That's just a normal weekday at the border crossing there.
Yeah. Like, how far south do you live in Texas, my guy?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but this one is a big deal. It seemingly super is. Weird.
Yeah, they've activated the National Guard, dude.
For the border?
Just for an eclipse? No. Oh, no. For the eclipse, dude.
Oh, they're like, National Guard for the... No, this is for the eclipse.
Yeah, this is for the eclipse, dude. Don't worry about that.
Oh, got some stuff on me. Colleen Johnson says, fear porn reminds me of Y2K. The town I used to live in is 40,000 people visiting for the event, twice the population.
Damn.
Stay strapped, Colleen. Stay Hell strapped. Yeah. Or get clapped. It's in wild. The Bible.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, so let's use a little bit of the back office real quick.
What happened?
I was just reading this. Starting on April 30th, a Spotify login will be required to access your podcast. I guess we just have to update it. Okay, no problem. WBC Tavern is how you get access to the five shows that we have. All five. Not all five are uploaded yet, but they will be coming this weekend. We're not doing Saturdays on the job site anymore. So that's kind of good. It's nice to get like a little weekend break, especially Storm Shadow likes having dad home, you know?
Hell yeah.
So that's nice. But the five shows, the main show, the one that you're listening to right now, Tavern Tapes, Smoke Break with Stefan Boy, Flat Earth Friday, and What If?
Heck yeah.
Our spinoff show, What If, episode 2, coming out this weekend as well, that will be available on its own. It's its own standalone show, so it won't be listed under WBC. You just got to type in What If, but it'll be linked in the main episode along with all the other ones, so that way you can find it when you want to listen to it.
Fuck yeah.
We're going to start a Ko-Fi link that will be linked in all of our live shows and then, of course, in the episode description. It's just a link for you guys out there that support the show. If you don't want to sign up for the Tavern, or maybe if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, funds are tight. I get it. Gas is up. We need to go to war. I'm tired of paying this shit.
Hell yeah.
It just it's an easy donate button. So if you want to, you know, send $5, $10, that's an easy way to do it.
Throw a buck.
Throw a buck.
Hit me. Hit me with a buck.
Hit me with a buck. A lot of cool things are coming to the show, so we want to thank you guys for your continued support. If you have not purchased, or if you have purchased a copy of my book, available on Amazon and on our website, wbctavern.com, Pawns in a Game, The Flat, Motionless Earth, please, 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 please leave a review. Some dick weasel went on there and left like a 2-star review, so it dropped my rating down.
Gay.
And he was like, typical flat earth rhetoric, and I was like,
He probably didn't read it.
That's how I know you didn't read the book.
Yeah.
Because there's one, no specificity, and two, I was like, there's a lot of original ideas in there that I know you have not heard of yet, so yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just that person's probably just like, it could be a bot, or just like one of these guys that are anti-flat earthers that make whole shows devoted to anti-flat earth.
Like, so they just don't have shit else to do, basically.
Pretty much.
Type.
A lot of those people claim that it's like dangerous to science to question that we live on a ball.
Isn't that science? To question everything? Whatever. Gay.
Yeah. Speaking of gay.
Dude.
Man. Last Tavern episode we did is Matt. I called it Is Matt Rife Ripe? Now, this one we're going to talk about P. Diddy Combs. Now, before any more people ask me, have I seen Quiet on the Set? No. Not because I want to avoid it. Not because I want to be ignorant to it. We do a show that we've covered it.
Yeah.
Tons of times.
Yeah.
It was a very dark portion of our show and took a lot of alcohol to finish.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to leave the 90s how I remember it. I want to watch all that and enjoy the intro from TLC without going, fuck.
How many of these kids are fucking dead on set?
Yeah. While they're up there like laughing, making jokes, they're dying inside.
Yeah.
And I'm none the wiser.
Yeah, it's very hard to go back and watch that stuff even after, because let's face it, dude. The Dan Snyder shit has been around for 15 years, 20 years, something like that, right? We've started hearing about it. We heard about producers getting busted, diddling kids or with fucking CP on their computer, or you know what I mean? Like, we've seen it happen in real time. We grew up in that era where we grew up with those kids that were on TV, and then those kids grow up. And most of them fucking either don't want anything to do with Hollywood, or they're so deep into Hollywood that they become kind of fucking weird too, right? Like Ariana Grande. Yep. And So we know it's there,
yeah.
But then to nail it down and go in this year on this show, this kid, because when you do want to go back and watch that shit, you're like, man, like knowing that that kid was going through some shit on set and then they were like, all right, action. And he'd get up there and be funny and silly and shit, you know?
Yeah. It's tough, especially having kids.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder. Way tough. Yeah. Way, way tough. But tonight we're just going to talk about an adult.
Yeah.
So
but he may have some underage victims. May or may not.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably.
Probably. Probably, but listen, the allegations are pretty fucking damning. I mean, I can read you a portion of it.
Let's go ahead and read that. If you don't know who we're talking about Mr. Puff Daddy Combs.
Okay, so the guy just goes by Jones, all right? I can look up his whole name, but just for the sake of... We're not doing a whole fully researched episode on this, so it's kind of notes, right? So the guy Jones, basically he was like an assistant for Diddy, and Diddy had told him, I want you to record everything. Make sure your fucking camera is on all the time, right? So he gave him a phone, and he would constantly record this, and these are some of the allegations that this man Jones has said about Diddy. Jones claims that Diddy likes to sexually assault everyone, including underage girls. And Rodney Jones, which I'm assuming this is the guy, Jones claims that Diddy bragged about shooting someone in the club in 1999. You might remember this. I remember it. And getting away with it. J-Lo snuck the gun into the club and gave it to him when he got into an argument with someone. And he made the rapper Shine take the entire fall for it. You remember Shine? Sounds a lot like Biggie. He was coming up real hot, and then all of a sudden, he got locked up for shooting someone in the club. He always said he didn't do it, and he might still be in prison, actually. If you go to YouTube and type in Shine, you'll hear it'll pull up like his hit single, and you'll know it.
Oh, Shyne.
Yes,
Shine.
Jones claims that Diddy threatened to kill his mother if he didn't participate in sex acts with him. Jones claims that Diddy wanted to pass him off to Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah. On his yacht. Yes. Which we've heard allegations about Cuba Gooding Jr. Remember years back he had some lady sue him for like sexual assault. And then I think they settled or so. He got arrested. There's that famous video of him like getting arrested outside of a restaurant or something, or his house or something like that.
I kind of remember that, dude. And like when I was younger, he was one of my favorite actors,
dude.
Like,
he was a World War II hero how many times in different movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. A Few Good Men, come on.
A Few Good Men, fucking Pearl Harbor,
Snow Dogs. What was that one where he pretends to be gay and goes on that cruise?
I know which one you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it.
I think it's like Boat Trip.
Something. Yeah, Boat Trip.
Boat Trip.
Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. You know what I mean?
Radio.
Radio. Yeah, he's hella retarded for this shit. Jones claims that Diddy would spike all of the drinks for all of the women at his parties, and he had separate bottles and drinks that were for him and his crew. Jones believes that Diddy had hidden cameras in every room of his houses and that he has tons of footage of famous celebrities, famous athletes, and high up figures doing things that they shouldn't have been doing. And because of this, he feels like he's above the law. Jones claims that Diddy has his head of security has connections that are able to fix quote unquote problems because he has deep connections in Miami and California PD because he is able to get away with the above allegations. But Jones claims that Diddy has shot some. Now this is very interesting. Jones claims that Diddy shot someone at a recording studio and then instructed everyone at the studio to say that it was a drive-by and that the victim was shot outside, which they all agreed to. And his head of security made some calls, even though all of the blood, and it cuts off right there, but all of the blood was in the studio and in the elevator. That was about the first time Tupac was shot.
When he got shot in the elevator.
He was shot in the elevator at Bad Boy Studios. Remember, he fucking, his story was, I rolled up, fucking went up the elevator, elevator opened up, pop, 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 got shot five times, fucking went back down, you know. Remember, he was in the, he almost died. He was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, no one was the wiser. Now, I have always believed, because Pac knew that it was Diddy, and he assumed that Biggie had some foreknowledge of it. I don't think that Biggie knew anything about it. And I think that Biggie was getting ready to blow the whistle on the whole deal after Pac was killed. And that's the reason they had Biggie killed. Because him and Pac were homies. They were boys.
Yeah, that whole West Coast, East Coast thing was fabricated.
Yeah.
As I believe as a cover story.
Oh, 100% it was. Because now you have the ability to say, Look at this entire demographic of people from this area that Tupac is pissed off, and mm-hmm. vice versa with Biggie, right? So it's easy to have plausible deniability if you had any part in it, you know? You could just say, guys made a lot of enemies, man. I don't know what to say.
Oh, man. But
the sexual stuff. How many times have we heard rappers and DJs and producers talking about Diddy taking dudes into rooms and locking the door with bags fulls of sex toys, or him taking dudes on trips, or dudes talking about him fucking hitting on them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then I heard this really weird audio recording of what everyone claimed was Puff Daddy and like Meek Mills having sex or something like that.
Yeah, dude, I've heard a lot of stories like that of him with fucking like pretty well known rappers, right? And it would make a lot of sense, yeah, because a lot of those guys got real famous, and then if they had any issues with Pac, all this, or with Diddy, all of a sudden, dude, they weren't famous anymore. Right.
Yeah.
Or they got locked up for a while and people forgot about them.
And I always just kind of wondered, because Puff Daddy is like seemingly not a gangster guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not his necessarily. He's not. Like
this
his...
is, but like when you want to compare it to someone else's crimes, dude, this is very, very Jeffrey Epstein. You know what I mean? Like he's, you know, procuring his victims through means of being fucking super rich, because the one thing Diddy isn't is poor. Right.
Yeah.
And how many also celebrities true. Love him? You know, how many athletes love him? So he's in that same kind of orbit as the people that would associate with Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even on a business level, because that dude owns how many fucking businesses? You know what I mean? So he has to be able to do that corporate bullshit too. And if you think that he's not making any connections through trafficking with his corporate partners, you know, people that he knows that are executives and shit, then you got to be dead wrong, you know?
Right.
So he's been able to fucking do this for a long time with no issues.
Yeah. And see, now it kind of makes me think that the whole Biggie and Pac thing about how it was Suge Knight,
mm-hmm.
like maybe Suge knew about it.
Maybe.
But this kind of makes me rethink that whole story we were told.
Yeah. It changes everything, dude.
Yeah, it really, really does. And the interesting thing about it is I'm pulling up a clip here that we can watch from Real News No Bullshit that was on Instagram showing
the actual, was that this the video of the
this
the
is raid? The raid.
Okay,
so let's watch that right now. I guess we don't need the helicopter footage.
That's wild, dude. Like, and this isn't a bunch of dudes in polos knocking on the door. Like, these dudes are fucking suited and booted, dude.
Yeah, this is the DHS. Now, you probably on screen can't see. Oh, you can, I guess, but it's probably hard to read it, so I'll read it.
Yeah.
The Department of Homeland Security is currently raiding the homes of rapper Sean Diddy Combs amid mixed reports of a possible sex trafficking probe. The raid's being conducted by Homeland Security,
That's wild,
investigation dude. Agents and other law enforcement officers are targeting his home in Los Angeles and Miami. In a statement, DHS said earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with the assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. We will provide further information as it becomes available.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, these raids come in wake of several sexual assault allegations against Combs in recent months. Notably, two women brought forth accusations of sexual abuse against the music mogul in November of the previous year. This was closely followed by Combs settling another lawsuit with the singer Cassie, mm-hmm. which included allegations of rape and physical abuse. Adding to Combs' legal troubles, another woman accused him and two other men of gang raping her in 2003 when she was just 17. Another recent lawsuit filed by a male music producer alleges that Combs sexually assaulted him and coerced him into having sex with prostitutes. Pretty wild, right? Yeah, so this is footage here of his home in LA. Fucking
Department of Homeland Security, dude.
Yeah.
And now, here's the other thing. Because, here's actually the actual report. There's far more information on there.
Versus.
Yeah, if you swipe that page, it'll bring up highlighted sections of the allegations.
And
I think that first part is pretty much like
about what you
shortened version of
what you read.
Yeah, of what I read.
The displaying and distribution of unregistered illegal firearms. Come on, we all do that. The accusation, use, and distribution of ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms. Mr. Cohen providing laced alcohol beverages to minors and sex workers at his homes in California, New York, and the Virgin Islands and Florida. Mr. Cohen's chief of staff, Christina Korma, KK, instructing her staff to retrieve drugs so she can provide it to Mr. Combs for his consumption. Christian Combs drugging and sexually assaulting women. Mr. Combs detailing how he planned to leverage his relationship with Bishop T.D. Bishop T.D. Jakes. Do you know who that is? Mm-hmm. He's a pastor.
Yeah.
To soften the impact of his public image in the Cassie Ventura's lawsuit. Young Miami's cousin or an assistant sexually assaulting Mr. Jones. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. sexually harassing and assaulting Mr. Jones. Rapper 3, Redacted, wonder who that is, on Mr. Combs' yacht, consorting with underage girls, sex workers, and R&B singer Redacted. Oh, it's probably Seal.
I'm going to throw out a guess here and say Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, rapper and R&B singer, case closed. You sick fucks, you've been caught.
We knew it.
Yeah, funny thing about Redact is it spells Jay-Z.
Yeah. Redact these nuts.
Let's see who this... The sex workers that Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to bring back to his home on or about February 2nd, 2023 incident, Mr. Jones believes Mr. Combs drugged him. Mr. Jones recalls waking up naked, dizzy, and confused. That's like a normal Friday night for me. Yeah, I think I'm actually part werewolf. Yeah, I woke up and I was like, "Well, how did I get here?"
There I was, barbecue sauce on my titties.
He was in bed with two sex workers and Mr. Combs. He also recalls aimlessly wandering around the house with no clothes on. I know this is like a devil horn sign or something going on right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where maybe he's like, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo." I'm not sure what's happening there. These are wildly terrible. Blurry. Mr. Combs with an underage... Oh, that's why they're blurred. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Underage female, sex worker, and a really, really blurred one. Fahim Muhammad. Mr. Combs instructs his staff to always contact Mr. Muhammad if they're ever pulled over by the police in Miami or California. Oh, must be nice. Shout out, white privilege, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Upon information and belief, Mr. Muhammad spoke with the LAPD and after G was shot at CRS. The LAPD was in CRS and witnessed the blood in the restroom, and they went with the bogus claim that the shooting of G occurred outside the studio. This was all thanks to Mr. Muhammad's connections within law enforcement. Wow! He's got fucking dirty cops in bed?
Yeah, but who is this guy, though? You know what I mean?
Like, who's Muhammad?
Call him? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how high up is he?
He better speak clear English, too.
Oh, I'm sure he probably speaks several languages.
Well, I better not call Fahim Muhammad because I got rolled on. He's like,
yeah.
What can I help you with today? I'm like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? This is who you wanted me to call?
You got me.
No, Hakeem. I can help you. I can help you. I just need your laptop to be sent to the village.
Yeah. But this guy having that much pool. You know what I mean?
Just call here, him,
make it go away.
Mr. Jones had no reason to disbelieve Mr. Combs, as he had seen firsthand through the shooting of G. Who the fuck is G?
I don't know, dude.
You think it's Pac? Somebody got shot in the studio.
Maybe.
Witnessed the blood in the restroom, and they went into the bogus claim that the shooting of G occurred outside of the studio.
Because it doesn't give a date, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't give a date.
Yeah, that would be better. I'm sure eventually.
Through the shooting of G and the subsequent silence of the LAPD and the media that Mr. Combs indeed had the power to harm him, the LAPD spent hours in CRS after the shooting of G, yet there were no arrests. Mr. Jones witnessed the LAPD in the restroom pictured above, yet no arrests were made. The morning after the shooting, Mr. Jones and several others arrived at CRS, and G's blood was still on the floor of the restroom, and Mr. Combs hired a cleaning crew to clean it up. It kind of sounds like fucking Chester Bennington. How, like, the maid went in there?
Yeah.
Well, and dude, saw all the blood. I was like, oh, I guess I'll just clean it up, I suppose.
If there's Diddy, like, if there is a Diddy, there's got to be more. You know what I mean? So he's not the only music mogul from hip-hop and R&B to do this. They're in every genre. You know what I mean? There's probably someone right now in some Christian rock group that's doing the same shit.
What's Tucci?
Tucci? Well, I know sometimes Lil Wayne would go by Tucci.
A pink truck that is a combination of ecstasy and cocaine.
Oh. Damn.
Why don't they just call it, like, Constacy?
Right.
Tucci.
G-Dep? Is that who that is?
I don't know. Defendant Karam ordered sex workers and prostitutes for Mr. Combs. Okay. Defendant Karam ordered and distributed ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms to Mr. Combs and his celebrity guests who were present on his rented yacht and his homes in LA, NYC, and Miami. Mm-hmm. On multiple occasions, Defendant Karam forced Mr. Jones to carry Mr. Combs' drug pouch against his will. As the chief of staff, Defendant Karam was instrumental in organizing and executing the RICO enterprise. Defendant Karam had the following individuals execute the following tasks for the RICO enterprise. Stevie J recruits sex workers and attends and participates in freak-offs.
Freak-offs, damn.
It says there's a sub-note right here, 19. It says, we have a video of Mr. Combs, Stevie J, and Plaintiff Jones at a strip club. Mr. Combs is recording the video while coaching and training Plaintiff Jones how to recruit the sex workers. So that is a freak-off.
Okay.
Justin Combs solicits prostitutes, underage girl, and sex workers would engage in freak-offs. Okay, more freak-offs. Brendan Paul works as Mr. Combs' mule. He acquires and distributes Mr. Combs' drugs and guns. This has always been such a strange thing to me. Like these rappers that have all this money and this power, providing they don't already have a criminal record.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go buy the guns?
Exactly.
Just go buy them.
Go buy them, dude.
They're like, I need you to get me some illegal guns.
No, dude. Go buy a house in a state that has fucking fantastic 2A, and you can get whatever you want.
Right. Right.
And it probably costs less than paying this guy annually. You know what I
Correct.
Mean?
Correct. Now, I don't see it on this website. I can't remember exactly which one I saw it on, but I saw a flight tracker.
Yes.
Of his private jet flying from, I think it was Miami.
mm-hmm. to like the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
Let me see. Or some shit like that.
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull that back up.
Well, it's like, well, we know he's on it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's flying empty.
Yeah. It said, private jet owned by Sean P. Diddy Combs has left the U.S. Combs' residence were raided today by DHS in connection with sex trafficking investigation. The flight path of the plane is headed towards Cape Verde. Cape Verde has no extradition treaty with the United States.
Wonder why it's going there.
Hey, hooligans, now, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm here to tell you about an exclusive offer for a powerful health product, Youngevity. Supercharge your mind, body, and spirit with this special offer. By selecting this offer, you will receive a free book from noticebooks.org. So click the link in the episode description to receive 35% off this bundled package and take back your health from the globalist elites. They're turning the frickin' frogs gay.
Ah! It's going there. Now, here's another alarming thing. I think it leads a lot of credence to what they're talking about in the document about Puffy having a lot of power and connections with Mr. Muhammad. Knowing people in the police, he knew this was going to happen.
100%.
It's the only way he got onto his plane and hop, skipped, and jumped to where again?
100%. Cape Verde.
Cape Verde.
So now, here's some links that we can make, right? P. Diddy's got relationships with the Obamas, right? Jay-Z and Beyonce. Epstein. Which all these other people also have relationships with Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
But the connection to the Virgin Islands is interesting, especially considering that there were supposed to be some investigations into the connection between the DA and the Virgin Islands and Epstein. And then Biden showed up and fired the prosecutor and cleaned all that up. You know what I mean? So I doubt that these folks are all partying at separate venues in the Virgin Islands. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's a link up spot for sure. So he's just another fucking bug in the web of this global pedophile ring and sex trafficking ring. You know what I mean? So, and like you said, Muhammad most definitely tipped him off. I'm sure he probably knows some people even higher up than that, you know, a little money floated their way, a little prostitute here. Or maybe you got a fucking honeypot video of them blowing the back out of some fucking other dude. And you're going to leak that unless they don't fucking give you a heads up before your house gets raided. Because
like Chai Boy or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, but it's probably not a coincidence that his jet took off the moment they raided his homes.
I'm going to guess not. And Cape Verde is off the coast of Africa, just to the east of Morocco. I just looked it up on a map, so if anybody was interested where that is. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying any of this is not true.
Right.
Because it's not looking good.
No.
Now, granted, we're reporting on this and talking about it today, and it happened today, and our rule is always wait 3 days.
But in defense of us kind of talking about the subject right now in the moment, we've been hearing this shit about Diddy for fucking, what, a cool decade now?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
But I always have to ask the question, and I think it's a fair question to ask during this, is this a big distraction for something? We got this impending eclipse coming up. All of a sudden, everybody's all worried about sexual assault allegations and rape and all this stuff. When just a few months back,
they weren't worried about it.
We didn't care because we literally saw to date probably the most prolific child trafficker, human trafficker. His wife, or whatever the fuck she was, Jizzface Maxwell, was found guilty of trafficking to apparently no one.
Yeah.
Because nobody's been arrested for it. And then along comes Diddy Combs, and not only is this like, do you remember those commercials with John Madden? mm-hmm. for tenactin.
Yeah.
Tough acting, tenactin.
Yeah, tough boom. Acting, tenactin. Boom! Okay, this is fast acting, tenactin. Where these allegations have been around for a long time. Yeah. So maybe they've been building a case. Let's just go with that. But seemingly, it comes out that all this dirty shit's going on. Audio clips come out of him and Meek Mill's having sex or whatever. All these allegations come out, and then just boom, his house gets raided. Mm-hmm. Dude, they haven't raided a single fucking house.
Yeah.
Associated with Epstein.
Yeah.
With Jizz Face Maxwell. Well, Tom Hanks is still hanging out in Greece.
Right. Well, and there's because his activities are acceptable there. You know what I mean? But you know, they raided Epstein's island, but we never got to see what they got, what the raid turned up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if I'm sitting here drinking beer and smoking weed, can make the connection between Epstein and Diddy and Obama and Jay-Z and all these people, I'm sure those motherfuckers that get paid to have made that connection too. You know what I mean? So I think that you're right. It's most definitely a distraction because Americans seem to love celebrities, and they seem to love celebrities more when there's some shit going on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the wild shit that we saw happen in Russia yesterday. Like you said, the eclipse,
the Moscow massacre is what they're calling it.
It sounds like
a drink,
like a punk song, you know, but, you know, Trump is shitting all over Biden. AOC is making herself look fucking retarded.
I want to see her tits though.
Well, soon enough, my friend, soon enough, but,
coming this summer.
All of this shit that, like, is almost to the point where the left really can't hide it anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, bubbling to the surface. And then they're like, oh, my God, look what Diddy did, right? And like you said, dude, they raided all of his homes simultaneously. Like, but we haven't
seemingly seen, with a quickness.
With a haste. And we haven't seen... Like you said, one motherfucker get arrested from the whole Maxwell case. We never even got to see her.
We didn't even get to see the client list.
We don't even know if that whole trial was real.
That's
because
correct.
They wouldn't allow reporters inside. They wouldn't allow cameras inside. They wouldn't allow
they were just doing sketches. Dude, I haven't seen a sketch of a courtroom since OJ.
How do you think the fucking sketch artist felt, dude?
Yeah.
And he's like, yes. This is what my art degree has been for, dude. Nobody has asked me to draw a courtroom picture. And finally I get the biggest case and they're like, yeah, but basically we're just going to like describe to you. You know what I mean? You can't see her, but we're going to tell you what it looked like.
That's plausible deniability right there.
Exactly, dude.
If it ever comes out that the case was fake and they're like, well, we never said it was actually her.
Yeah.
Or look at the drawing. Like you can tell it's not her in the drawing.
They used a chat bot, I'm sure.
So speaking of bots, I'm going to pitch this idea. We're going to wrap it up here. This is not the longest episode, but I don't know. I guess we can sit there and speculate more about Diddy diddling. But I saw this video where somebody had made like an AI model
mm-hmm.
of an attractive woman, right? Voluptuous, stacked, chi-chis.
Hell yeah.
Right, but it looked pretty realistic, and they started an OnlyFans with her. Now, and the OnlyFans is just like lingerie, very risque photographs, and it had like 200 something plus subs.
So it's like more NC-17.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it. I don't know how far advanced a lot of these AI. I've used some of them, but I don't know how far advanced are. You could be like, all right, now have the AI model lay on her back and bang her butthole with a giant dildo. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, sorry, cannot compute. Like, you know what the fuck I mean. For like X-rated content.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just NC-17. Right. But let's just say conservatively it was 250 people that were subscribed to it. And let's say she does $3.99
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, just everyone's paying $3.99
Yeah.
Okay.
Flat fee.
That's $9.97 a month for fake images.
Yeah.
That people are subscribing to. So I have been messing around with how to make an AI model.
Make an AI model, but it's Chris. He's Silver Fox nowadays, dude.
I know it. Does that make me a bad person? If I were to make an AI model and just sell OnlyFans of
that
risque.
That makes you a capitalist.
It does.
There's a market and you are providing, dude. There ain't nothing wrong with that. If some dude's going to pay fucking $10 to beat his meat, to choke his Pope.
Punch the clown, fire off some knuckle children.
Yeah.
Little 5-on-1 action.
Yeah, dude, spray some webs, whatever it is. You know, a little 5-knuckle shuffle. That's their fault, dude. Listen, like, first of all, if you're on your computer and you're giving money to other people on the computer to see shit that you could see for free on the internet, you've got a problem. Okay? Like, turn off the computer, go to a bar, hang out.
I bet you think strippers like you too.
Oh, yeah. She said she's never met anyone like me. I worked with a kid like that.
I'm going to cut that clip in.
Yeah, dude. I've worked with a kid like that. It was pretty sad. And he went back fucking
to a strip club?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. He's like, dude, I think she likes me. I'm like, no, she doesn't. That's her job, dude.
It's called customer service.
No, man. She said, like, I'm super mature for my age and that I should keep coming. I should keep coming back to see her. I'm like, yeah, that's customer retention 101, dude.
Okay. Can I just say something? I went on a date tonight with Rachel, right?
That wasn't a date. She's in customer service, dude. She took you out for charity.
It was a date. Okay. Trust me. I know a date and that was a date.
I bet you think strippers like you too.
he was a kid and we tried to tell him,
well,
dude,
I understand
for probably a good 2 months this guy was like, oh, I fucking spent like $300 last night. And I was like, oh, what'd you do? Oh, fucking went out with whatever her name was, Mystique or whatever.
Yeah. And, Sapphire.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you guys went out? And he's like, no, dude, I went and visited her at work. And I'm like,
gross. She'd be like, bro, shouldn't it be a sign that she only wants you to come see her at work?
Yeah, dude. And she hasn't told you her real name? And she's a stripper? There's a lot of red flags. Because
it's
up.
Not Ruby.
Yeah.
It's yeah, not that's Diamond.
Not on her, that's not on her apartment lease, dude.
No, it's Tyrone, the dude from the video.
Yeah, her co-signer.
The guy working his fields.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get that reference if you listen to the Tavern Tape.
Yeah.
So was there like a upside to that story? Did he finally meet?
No, he fucking
Sapphire's
ended up
parents?
Well, no, he like shows up, dude.
Parents, I should be, let's clear.
And she's getting a lap dance from another dude and he got all fucking heartbroken and we were like,
"Oh no.
We told you, dude. Like if you're only visiting her at work, you know, then you're not a thing, man. You're just gullible and naive enough to pay this bitch's fucking phone bills because you're tipping her all your fucking money, dude." And the kid, every check he got, you know, he didn't have a car payment. And I think he was paying for his cell phone, but he lived at home. So, like, every check he got was money he could spend almost, you know?
Damn it. So, did he find a new stripper or?
No, dude, the last I heard of him, and this was quite some time ago, he was, like, with some cougar that had a kid that was, like, mind you, this kid was probably 20 years old, and she had, like, a 14-year-old son. And he was fucking smashing her, eating his fruit snacks, drinking his Capri Suns.
Dude, your mom buys the best snacks.
Yeah, so that's the last I heard. I haven't seen or heard about that kid in a long time.
Not to air too much laundry from the family, but my wife's youngest sister was all upset about her ex-boyfriend after they broke up. The kid was a fucking loser. He's like her age, right? Mm-hmm. Early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And like he had to check himself into rehab because he was addicted to like pills. And I was like, tough life or what? Well, after they split up, she's doing her thing, and then like he got with somebody who was like in her 40s, something like that, like late 30s, early 40s. Divorcee,
right?
Kids, and then he knocked her up.
Oh.
Now, granted, this guy has no career, right? Yeah. And she was all upset about it. And I was like, wait, hold on. Why?
Yeah.
Like, you dodged a massive bullet. Because not only are you not having to raise a child that for sure he can't.
Yeah.
But also, you get to laugh from the sideline as her other children has to explain that their new dad and younger brother will graduate from high school when their mother turns almost 70.
Jesus.
But yeah. their new dad, stepdad, is barely enough to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, not quite. Like, just barely. Like, where he's like, let me see some ID. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll graduate high school when he's like 36. Yeah, dude. And that's, I don't know. Yeah, she shouldn't be upset about that, but that girl does what she wants. So
that's also true. I don't know if you've met her sisters.
You can give her sound advice and she knows better. So that's, I always said, okay, well, this is a waste of time. So good luck, you know. Learn the hard way.
Yeah. I mean, most kids do. I did, for sure, for certain things.
Every kid's got to, you know. Yeah. But.
Yeah. What do you do, man?
Nothing. Live my own, deal with my own shit.
Not a damn thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Count my prayers. Man. That's what I do.
I know it. I know it. One thing I got to share with you. I didn't think I was ever actually going to fold on this, but I finally did. Do you remember how adamantly against I was about buying one of those robot vacuums?
Yes. You got one?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because I know it maps your house and sends that shit over to the FBI.
Well, check this out. Okay. Been a hectic fucking time since Thursday. Okay. Sunday, we had to go to the dealership because the lease was coming up on a Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the Sub.
Yeah. So, you know, Steph wanted something a little bigger. I recommended the Pathfinder. She got on board, went down to Nissan, picked up a new Pathfinder. Okay. Now, when you're setting everything up, you're going through finance, the sales guy goes, all right, pull your phone out, download this app. Now, this app will find your car for you. It's from Nissan, right? So it'll tell you like, oh, you know, like say,
busy?
Well, say you're downtown and you're trying to park for the Padre game. You know, you have to park in public parking, right?
And
you
might have Section 8 housing.
Yeah. And you're definitely going to have to step over a bunch of fucking bums, right?
Needle.
And lots of poop and pee-pee. And, you know, you probably have to walk 3 or 4 blocks before you get to the stadium.
Before you can see the silhouette of the lights.
Yeah. And there it is in the distance. There it is. So sometimes, you know, like,
we might
especially
make it before the seventh inning.
You have a few fucking brewskis and you head back to the car and like, fuck, which parking garage? Because all the parking garages look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's convenient. I'll give you that. But you can lock, unlock. You can remote start. You can do all this shit from the app.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the first thing that popped in my head was like, dude, now, like if they were following us before, they could really follow us now.
Mm-hmm.
If you know where your car is at all times and you can start your car, who the fuck else can?
They fucking know it does. Zuckerberg knows where your shit's at.
Yeah. So I was like, tight. So yeah, dude, I see your robo vacuum and I raise you a big brother fucking SUV.
Well, and here's the thing. This advice was coming from Alex Jones 15 years ago when he's like, the FBI already said in documents, they're going to start listening to your conversations through your refrigerator, through your washer and dryer and your vacuum and all these things. And everyone's like, okay, all right. And then they're like, check out the new LG double-sided
refrigerator and is like, hello, would you like us to order you more fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
We noticed that your vitamin C content is down by 24.8%. We have banned you from eating sugar for the next 8 hours.
Dude. Because think about it.
We've doubled your premiums for your insulin shots.
Exactly. Exactly. Shit like that. It's going to start fucking with your healthcare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, the fridge says you had a 12-pack this week alone.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, whose side are you on, first of all? Refrigerator. You know what I mean?
You're the only one that got me.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to get me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. And this is why I made this decision. Because we have a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Who thinks it's absolutely fucking hilarious to take his pack of crackers, eat one, and then go.
Yeah.
And then whatever the dog doesn't eat, it's just on the floor. And then you step on it, and it's terrible. And so we had like a broom and dustpan. I would be sweeping I'm not kidding. 2 to 3 times a day. Just because I was tired of stepping on fucking crumbs.
Yeah.
Right now, this thing, it's made by Wyze, WYZE.
Mm-hmm.
They also make like cameras and doorbells and all this other shit. But it was relatively inexpensive, $200. I said, okay, let's try it because it had really good reviews. It has to where you can do like no go zones.
Okay.
And it doesn't get stuck, right? Mm-hmm. It has LiDAR on it, so it maps the room and knows not to run into shit. Bro. We take the coffee table, we put it up on the couch at the end of the night. It's a scene from Smart House.
Yeah.
When Pat was like, kids, put everything on the floor. Yeah. So there are just crumbs on the floor, whatever. So coffee table, dining room table, crumbs and shit on it. I just go on the floor.
Wipe it on the floor.
At the end of the night. Yeah. And then I move the coffee table and then I go, excuse me, FBI, clean my house. and it up and down.
The ATF uses it so they know exactly where your dog is when they raid your house.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't know where that tripwire is at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it did.
Tannerite filled garden gnome.
If Wild Bill's listening to this episode, you're welcome. It does a great job. And then it returns itself to the docking station and charges itself.
So you got,
and it has a HEPA filter on it.
You got full on fucking AI cleaning your house, or you're sleeping with the enemy, dude.
I straight up am. It's so funny because I was talking to Nicole about this the other night because I was never going to cave on this because it 100% maps and stores your location, layout of your house. And it's not to say that the FBI could literally just pull the schematic for this house.
Right.
Or they could just hack into our Wi-Fi and go, oh, there's an obstacle here, here, and here.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it, and I was like, man, babe, how fucking dope is that vacuum? And she's like, yeah, but where's the robot that'll just clean my whole house? And I was like, have you seen that robot?
Yeah.
They're working on it.
They're working. Yeah, it's fucking coming.
Please, for your safety, curfew has been infected.
Yeah. NVIDIA is fucking producing robots like that right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For like a friend?
Yeah. They call or it just like a ultra clean intelligence. So basically, like, you can just say this is your task, right? Just like the robots from fucking iRobot. Like, you're basically tasked with doing all of my duties for me, right? So I need, you know, laundry taken to dry cleaner. They're going to take it, you know? I need my medication picked up from the pharmacy. They're going to go and do it. You know what I mean? So shit like that, man. It's
tight.
Yeah,
super tight.
It's coming.
Yeah, we're all gonna turn into fucking Wally here pretty soon.
Yeah, except Red's for the new blue.
Yeah, except for newsflash, NASA dorks. There's no other planet that we can just go to.
Yeah,
if we this one up and it sucks, stuck here.
Yeah, just throw some seeds in an old boot and pray.
That's it. All right, let's get out of here, man.
All right,
let's wrap it. Thank you guys
Hooligans and Hooliganettes, so much for tuning in to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast, where we talked about a lot of different things this evening. I've been your host, Big Country.
I'm Boy.
And we'll see you on the next one. Take care.